Hey everybody, welcome! Hope your ears are okay and you have no lion eyes, because we are the boys and we are rocking and rolling today with the Inception podcast list that we are very well known for about in the internet community. Today, the continuation is happening from last week's list, because we, as a group, decided that we were going to do some animation lists this time, and last week we did traditional animation. It was fun, guys. That was a good list. You agree?
Yes, it was very good time.
And this week, we're going to go ahead and bring on the CGI, computer animated movies and TV shows, maybe some claymation too, some other types of anything but traditional animation,
so
basically.
Non-traditional animation?
To be very blunt with it. And this list wasn't as easy to fill as we thought it was. And I think, James, you said it best in pre-show when you talked about the oversaturation of this market. And expound on that a little bit. What do you think about how many animated CGI movies and stuff like that we've been seeing lately?
Well, they're everywhere, man. And you've got this point now where we've got even spin-offs of other ones. You know, you had Cars that became planes, and then you had Despicable Me that had Minions come out of it now.
Right.
And so everywhere we go, we've got all of these new saturating films. And so at some point, it's like you can only choose the roots of where these ideas came from. You can't choose these spinoffs because they're not as great as the originals were.
Oh, exactly. And I think we did a pretty good job on this list of not having any spinoffs. There's stuff like Toy Story on here, I think Toy Story 3 almost became a bigger phenomenon than Toy Story did because of how many people were older that saw it and that were younger that still got to see it. But Toy Story, the original, we kind of give a little credit for. We'll consider the entire body of work when it comes to that.
Definitely.
But we're going to start off with an old school, lovely, lovely addition, Gumby.
Gumby.
Gumby is awesome. Gumby is the green guy made of clay that could turn into anything with his pal Pokey Prickle and Goo.
And he had a orange clay horse.
Yes.
And they had good adventures.
He looked like a piece of gum.
Yeah, it was cool.
And two enemies that were blockheads with A and B's on them.
That is very true. I almost forgot about the old blockheads. Number 29, the Polar Express. That had Tom Hanks doing everything. And that's very... And Tom Hanks with dead eyes and weird... honestly, the Polar Express scared me. Not gonna lie.
The Polar Express, man. That movie was really visually awesome.
Oh, beautiful.
And the soundtrack to it was great. I thought it was a fantastic movie. It's become a traditional for me to watch around Christmas time. Which is one of the... You know, it's hard to get a new traditional Christmas movie.
Right.
And I think Elf has cracked into that category. I know a lot of people that look forward to watching Elf.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people that are starting to queue in with Polar Express and start to watch that every season.
Cool. Yeah, right on. All right, number 28, Wallace and Gromit.
You know, Wallace and Gromit was good. You know, you had this silent dog that was obviously smarter than its owner. And yet then, you know, from there they spun off and had Chicken Run and things like that. And it was just solid claymation. I'm pretty sure it was stop motion, man. You know, they had the weird techno pants episode and everything. It was awesome stuff.
It was really, really good. I almost forgot about Chicken Run. I completely forgot about that. Number 26, Despicable Me. One of the things I actually haven't seen on the list, which is actually, there's a number on that, but the Minions have become their own thing from this movie. It came out with a sequel. This movie was a big deal, and who saw this movie?
Despicable Me?
Yes.
It was so funny.
What do you like most about this there, Violator?
The little kid, the little tiny one. It's so fluffy!
Oh my god, that phrase right there littered and freaking raped the mindset I had during the summer, I guess this movie came out. My buddy Paris decided to really latch on to that "it's so fluffy" line and said it all the freaking time. Number 27, The Adventures, the Real Adventures of Johnny Quest. Did anyone watch this show?
Never have I ever, man.
Oh my god. All right, Violator, agree with me on this because it is awesome. The Real Adventures of Johnny Quest was a kind of half traditional, half CGI, because they went into this world called Quest World, apparently, that Dr. Quest invented, and it was like virtual reality world, and it was one of the first I'd ever seen on the TV screen where everything, the environment, the people, all the action was completely computer animated. It was awesome, wasn't it, Vi?
It was pretty cool. It's been a while since I've seen it, because I remember whenever I got to watch it, it was on Toonami, and I didn't have cable at home. I had to only, the only time I could watch it was whenever I was over at my grandparents' house in San Angelo, because they had cable, so I was only able to watch it then.
It was a Nickelodeon show, right?
Yeah. No, it was Cartoon Network on Toonami.
Okay.
Number 20. We're going 25, even though I said 27, 26. Don't worry about that, people. You don't know how to count either. Number 25, Big Hero, speaking of another number, 6. And that's a brand new movie, guys. Just released this past year, and personally, I've never seen it.
I haven't either.
Well, you know what? Did you see that, DW?
I did. This is the most recent non-traditional animation movie that I've seen.
Wow.
And, man, this movie was fantastic. It was really cool. It kind of brought this futuristic, have a pet robot type thing, but at the same time, it brought in a superhero aspect. And so you had this band of kids who were like kind of superheroes and stuff, and it was really cool, really good story, really heartbreaking story, but you know, it was a great movie, and it was hilarious. This movie deals with death a lot. I was really surprised for a kids movie to actually deal with a hard subject like that, and these kids are seeing, you know, death, which we really haven't seen. You know, our generation, you know, we had Lion King and freaking Mufasa getting destroyed and stuff, but everything's been so PC and handle kids with kid gloves and shelter them so much, but this one's just like, sorry kids, people die, you know.
That's,
and it was a thing that the I don't know. That's one thing that jumped out at me about this movie. That's tragedy.
That's the Marvelization of Disney right there, because that's actually a takeoff of a Marvel comic, is Big Hero 6. It's a takeoff of, yeah, so it's it's a little Marvelization of Disney that we're getting to enjoy. Number 24, Frozen. Oh, just let it go, guys.
No, I haven't seen it. Anyone else here seen it?
I've never seen this movie.
I saw it one time.
Wow, really?
All right, Mr. Expert, go.
Oh, don't call me an expert. I saw it one time, and I fell asleep halfway through it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I understand that it's big hype. It's one of those things, like, little kids are going to love it because, you know, it's got all the songs. Little girls are going to especially love it because they love all the pretty things, and it's a really visually stimulating movie. It's a very cool-looking movie. But I didn't get it overall. I mean, it's just something. I mean, it was cool, but there was no big hype about it, in my opinion.
Nothing to write home about. This movie is definitely something to write home about and to everyone else too about. The Nightmare Before Christmas. This is a Tim Burton written, somebody else directed. Everyone thinks it's a Tim Burton directed movie. No, no, no. Tim Burton wrote the story, came up with the characters and the idea. Someone else actually got down and dirty and directed this movie, and it is phenomenal.
Do we know who that is?
Oh, man. Look him up.
I will.
He did the movie Coraline, I think so, too.
And nice.
This movie is got to be... Think about it. It was released in 1993. When's the last time you guys have seen it? Because I saw it about a year ago, still holds up. Like, every single point in the animation still, like, if they would do it now and do it with updated graphics, I think it would take away from a lot of it because of the classicness of the look. Because there's something about the movements and everything, even though it's a little herky-jerky, there's still a fluidity that I think would be kind of lost if you made everything smooth and computer graphic, like they did The Corpse Bride. I don't think Corpse Bride is nearly as good.
His name, the director, was Henry Selick. He did do The Nightmare Before Christmas. Also, James and the Giant Peach and Coraline.
Ooh, James, great. Hey, James and the Giant Peach is also on this list, but first is the Lego Movie.
All right.
And the Lego Movie just came out. Chris Pratt, who's all over this episode of The Boys, guys. I think Chris Pratt is freaking almost in every part of The Boys this episode. And he did the voice of the main character, but the addition of all the different Lego worlds that people have come to know and love through the games and the TV series and all of that, it was a really cool movie. Anyone else here see it?
I have not.
You know, I saw bits and pieces of it, man. I caught the very end of it one day, I believe in a Best Buy, and like sat down in front of the TV and just had to finish it because of just how entrancing it was. And, you know, I grew up with Legos. I grew up playing the Lego games, too. And so to actually be sitting there and seeing this movie come to life with, you know, Gandalf and Yoda pops in and you've got Batman. And it was mesmerizing to see these characters become something more than just a toy.
And Lego Batman in this movie is freaking amazing. Not going to lie. He's one of the funniest characters in any movie I've ever seen. Number 21, The Incredibles. This movie was cool. This movie was so much fun. Like, it was really one of the first one of these that I really, really enjoyed. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't really like Shrek the first time I saw it. Toy Story, I was so young when I saw it, I didn't really get it. But The Incredibles was the first one that I saw when I was kind of older that wasn't really meant for me, but definitely was meant for adults and meant for somebody else to get the high-level humor. And then there was the cool, just kind of kiddie stuff that was there. Oh, yeah. It was so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
Incredibles was awesome, man. Who was your favorite? My favorite was the little fast kid.
You know, of the Incredibles, it was probably the dad, but I really like Syndrome more because I was just a huge Jason Lee fan, and just the idea of it being that nerdy little kid, and he's just like, I became the greatest supervillain. You're like, yes, awesome.
Right. Isn't it the baby that is like super strong or something like that?
Yes.
Like everything.
That can do everything? Yeah, that was my favorite. Like, it was so cool. Like, he would do baby stuff, but do it like superpowered baby stuff. Right. It's just such a cool little bit they had. All right, number 20. And this is the first one that really gets down and dirty and isn't really meant for kids at all. It's completely meant for adults, and it's Beowulf.
Woo.
And have you guys, have you seen Beowulf?
I have.
DW?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone here seen this movie? This is an incredible work of art. And like, it might not make this top 10, but people out there.
Man, I think it, I love that
it
movie.
It is. If you guys have not seen this movie and you haven't seen the scene, the scene where Grendel comes in and is just dancing with the bodies basically as he's just banging them around the mead hall is one of the coolest, just amazing animated scenes I've ever seen. It just, it's visceral and it hurts almost. You watch this happening and it hurts you.
Freaking, I think Angelina Jolie is in it.
Yes, Grendel's mother.
Anthony Hopkins, I believe, was in that movie.
Yes, he is King God. I might. Do I know
Rothgar,
all the characters in this?
I think.
Yes, Rothgar,
yep.
There
you go.
Oh my God, I know way too much about Beowulf. Number 19. Up,
man, that movie. I thought that was so overrated, man. It was an old guy and a little kid, and they floated a house and walked around. I don't know.
But it was so like sad and romantic, you know. Like, he has this idea to like float the world with his wife, and he still fulfills it with this little kid and this weird talking dog with the magical collar, and you know, it's. I don't know, man. To me, it hit very close to home. It made me sad. It made me think, I'd love to travel the world in that scenario.
If you want to see Mr. Wilson from Dennis the Menace travel the world in a house floated by balloons, up's your thing.
It was a one-of-a-kind movie, man. I enjoyed it simply because I've never even heard of any other kind of movie that even attempted anything like this. So,
one of the few movies on this list that was nominated for Best Picture when it came out. Number 18. Well, that's up. Number 18 is WALL-E, not nominated for Best Picture. I haven't seen it.
Oh, I loved WALL-E. That was a great story. It's okay. All right. So basically, it's like a love interest story, but between two robots. It's really strange.
Really?
Yeah. No, it's like, because WALL-E.
That is not what I thought this movie was about at all.
No, like, there is a huge romance. There's a huge little romance thing going on between these two robots, and then you get to meet all these interesting like human beings in space. They're all floating around in their little chairs because they're all too lazy and they have like no bone structure anymore because they haven't had to do anything in centuries.
That's sad.
Because they were supposed to go on like a 3-year cruise because the Earth was, you know,
dying. Or something.
Yes. And so it ended up being like 770 something years. So humans have evolved to adapt to just be in space. And so they've got these little floating chairs that they just sit in all the time. They don't do anything.
Oh, space rascals.
They'll be talking to each other on the phone when they're sitting right next to each other instead of just turning and looking at each other.
Yeah, we're so close to that right now. Number 17, Monsters, Inc. And I just recently saw this movie.
Oh, really?
It's so good, man.
Yeah, it was great.
But you know what I didn't like?
What?
I didn't like Monsters, Inc. 2. Because they still had Billy Crystal and John Goodman do the voices of the younger monsters. Like, it just didn't make... They sounded like old men doing 20s... Like, that, I missed that. But the whole idea of this underworld monster factory thing, it's so cool. It's so funny.
You forgot to file your paperwork.
it did. It had such a blend of kind of just a satirical humor of office politics and all of that. hierarchy and everything, and then added the monster element, like Ah Real Monsters, who we actually probably forgot to list on the thing or whatever. Great show. Speaking of Nightmare Before Christmas, we have James and the Giant Peach at 16. Amazing movie. Amazing movie. This spider scares me.
Yeah,
it does. I don't like spiders. I don't like drawn spiders. I don't like spider puppets. I don't like real spiders. So that spider claymation was just, but it was good. That's how I knew it was going to be good, is that thing kind of frightened me. Opinions on James and the Giant Peach.
You know, when I was younger, I hated it because after anybody watched that movie, they'd run up to me and be like, "Hey, James and the Giant Peach." I was like, "I hate you all." But you know what? I grew to love it because after watching it 50 times in 1 week, I came to realize I loved that black cloud rhino. I loved all the creatures, the spider, the centipede, you know, even the little boy, man. The peach itself is a character.
Yes.
It's just, it was magically well done for a stop motion movie.
One of my favorites on this list is ants. And that's next on the list. It's ants. And that had, oh man, I think it was Gary Shandling, maybe? I can't think. Look who was in ants. I know Patrick Warburton was in ants, which is Putty from Seinfeld. They had a really, no, Sylvester Stallone. I am totally misspeaking right now. But ants was cool. And ants came right at the same time that the one on top of it came, which is A Bug's Life.
So yeah, that was weird to me that they came out so soon against each other.
Well, one was, A Bug's Life was definitely a kid's movie. It was for kids, but had adult humor.
Yeah.
Ants was a pretty adult movie that had some little kid humor.
Man, look at the cast for Ants. Got Woody Allen, Dan Aykroyd.
Woody Allen was I'm thinking of.
Danny Glover.
Yes.
Gene Hackman. Yes. J-Lo.
Yep.
John Mahoney. I mean, Sharon Stone.
Stallone's in it, right?
Walken. Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, okay, there we go.
Golly, man. And I didn't see it. So.
Is that Bug's Life or Ants?
That's Ants.
That's Ants. Okay, that's what I was saying.
And Bug's Life was cool too, but who knows? Number 13, Small Soldiers.
Yeah,
everyone forgets about that movie.
Oh man,
how awesome that movie was! Oh my gosh, the idea that your toys come to life is really cool. Like, that's always been a cool thing. And the fact that your toys come to life and might hurt you because they're actually aliens
to kill you.
Oh my god, that's even better.
The aliens were the good guys, don't forget. It was the soldiers that had the computer chips that were the bad guys. They were out to kill
people. I thought they were all
people.
Aliens.
No.
That's my fault on that.
Sorry.
I'm thinking they were all aliens, my bad. Number 12, Finding Nemo. Every line in this movie is almost quotable. Mm-hmm. Dora is great.
Dora.
The dad's the most annoying part, isn't it? No. Yeah. Or is it Nemo?
Ooh. I don't know, man. The dad had such a Bob Saget from Full House complex.
Yes, he did.
It's like every time he talks to you, it's a life lesson. Yeah. It's like, chill out and have a beer, bro.
If you look at what happened in the first scene, I could totally understand that. So, his wife died.
Cars? Anybody?
Oh, I like Cars.
Didn't see it.
I liked it.
Lightning Queen was cool, and yeah, it made a great career for. What's his face? Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I don't think it hit home with any of us in our generation. I think it was a much younger generation movie.
I definitely agree. We're talking Shrek now, and this movie is almost a shoe-in to be in the top 10.
Oh yeah.
Like, I mean, this is a classic. I didn't like it when I first saw it. I just didn't like it. I thought it was funny, but I didn't really just get the whole thing. Saw it like 3 or 4 years later as an older human being and just laughed my butt off the entire time. Like a crying laughter. And I can't believe I didn't like it. Shrek 2 was good. And then Shrek 3 and all those other ones. But who even knows whether or not they should have kept making them? Does anyone else think that Shrek might be a shoe-in for number one?
I don't know about number one. Nah. It's definitely top five.
Yeah.
Definite top five. Number nine. This one, it's tough, and the reason I put it on there to talk about was it's kind of the first one of its kind, the first kind of full CGI, just full-length feature of its kind. What Toy Story did for computer animated features, the Final Fantasy Spirits Within did it for motion capture and that whole sort of thing, and it really was the first one of its kind. I saw it kind of. It just needs to be talked about a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I get where you're coming from. It was revolutionary for its time, but the name was just like a ripoff. Like, they just said, hey, we're taking the name off this, we're gonna slap it on this, and there we go. We got a movie we can sell right there to all the fanboys.
Is that kind of what Avatar did? Because number 8 is Avatar, and honestly, I think that's exactly what that movie did, and took the name from actually Avatar The Last Airbender, and made them make a movie called The Last Airbender, which a lot of people didn't know was freaking really Avatar, came out the same freaking year.
I saw it because it was directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this should be interesting. That movie was terrible,
yeah,
dude.
All I heard was bad reviews of that one.
But I never saw the cartoon.
Never saw Avatar?
Right.
I'm talking Avatar, James Cameron. Blue People.
Dude, that movie was incredible.
Really?
You haven't seen it.
Nope.
Isn't it the second most grossing movie of all time?
He refuses to see it.
No, yeah. Man. It's
first.
It's great. It's fantastic.
It's the number one grossing movie of all time.
Why do you refuse to see it? I mean, I haven't seen it either, so I'm right there with you.
It's one of those things where I heard a lot of hype about it, right?
Yeah.
And then if I hear enough hype about it, I'm definitely going to do my research on it. Mm. Research the plot, research the actors. It doesn't seem like a movie that deserved to be the highest grossing movie and the most hyped movie of all time.
It's because you haven't seen it.
I agree. No, but I agree with them completely, because that's exactly what I did. Like, everybody talked about it so much, so how great it was. They went to go see it 4 or 5 times, and by the time it rolled around, I was like, yeah, I'm good. I don't think this has any draw to me.
Like, yeah, it seems like it's a pretty visually cool movie, but I've seen the plot 100 times in other movies, probably done better with better actors.
It's fun. It's space, it's fun. Cowboys versus aliens.
Oh, okay.
And that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool, and that's exactly what it is. Cowboys versus aliens in space on another planet.
I've seen it. I don't need to see it to feel validated that I saw the highest grossing movie of all time. Don't have to.
It's visually the best movie you'll see.
It is.
I could imagine
there
that.
There is nothing else that will beat it.
I could imagine that, because James Cameron is moneymaker. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Old school time, fellas. And this is the first movie to blend animation and live action. In a very interesting way, adding the fact that animation really exists. It's one of those weird movies where the animated people and animated characters literally live in our world, actually have their own world too, and work. You know what I mean? You know, there's actually movie sets where Bugs Bunny and everyone hangs out. And that was a cool thing. Bob Hoskins is awesome in that movie. Doesn't really hold up anymore. Have you guys seen it lately?
I haven't seen it lately, but Christopher Lloyd was in it. So
You know what?
Dr. Brown?
It might end up on the top 10 just because of legacy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might be. Legacy is what this movie is all about. Number 6, Toy Story. All 3 movies were amazing.
Hands down. The second one wasn't amazing.
It was good.
But 1 and 3, definitely.
Yeah.
Hands down, the best work Pixar's done.
Mm-hmm.
Hands down.
It gave them a name. It gave them a name for sure.
And the way that they were able to carry it through 2 generations, really impressive.
Oh, yeah. Our childhood and guys who we know who have kids, their children are touched.
Guess
just
what
as
toy
much.
I had?
Woody.
I had a Woody toy.
You had a Woody?
Yeah. Guess what toy my niece has?
A Woody?
Yes.
Oh, nice. So awesome. Number 5, reboot. Great little cartoon on Saturday mornings. It's getting a reboot. You know what I mean?
What?
They're rebooting. They're rebooting. Reboot. Yeah.
Nice. Huh.
And it was really cool because it really was like nothing on TV. It looked like a computer game. And that was the point, for it to look like a computer game.
Computer game.
I think the same people who did Reboot did the graphics for the Real Adventures of Johnny Quest, whenever they went in the Quest world. That's what you got. You got kind of the blocky, kind of computer-generated world, but the whole thing was it. And you saw the future when you saw a Reboot.
Yeah.
Like I don't think people noticed it whenever they first were looking at it. They were like, oh, it's kind of a bit. It's just 3D graphics, computer, or whatever. But it was literally introducing everybody to go, this is how animation will be done in the future. Get used to it. Metalocalypse.
Yeah.
I didn't know this was computer done, and now that I found that it is computer done, I'm so glad it's on this list, because this show is awesome. Adult Swim has never been better until Metalocalypse, their 15-minute shows are on there. Oh man, love it, love it, love it.
I've not seen it.
What?
No.
Yeah, haven't seen it.
CWB.
Cannot speak on that.
We are going to have to sit you down and watch you some Metalocalypse.
All right.
Very metal, like it says in the name. It's very apocalyptic, much like the name. And in the long run, it's almost haunting. Some of the things that they put in it.
It's strange.
It's just scary. It's almost like it almost darkens a part of you, but at the same time there's a lot of humor in it that is very lighthearted still, you know, like the island of feral cats. Like great concept. Who would have thought of an island of feral cats?
And it is not a Metalocalypse show like one of their concerts unless massive amount of people die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Or like slaughtered. Like that's a part of their show is they put on a performance, about 100 people are at least getting decapitated. Set on fire. Something's going to happen. It's so metal. South Park. And South Park started out with cutouts.
Yeah.
They didn't even draw these guys. They drew them, but they cut them out and moved them around like it was stop motion. It was really a strange concept. And then they developed the computer animation we see now. But man, oh man, that you literally had never seen anything like it. And then they took it and they amped up. They did more. They did movies. They freaking made a pop culture name for themselves out of toilet humor for the longest period of time, and then shifted. You guys remember? They shifted from being complete, like, oh, just F you this and bleep it out and S words and all that, and then they started getting political, and they started getting revolutionary almost, and they started writing stuff that was poignant and getting into that humor, and every show almost has a lesson to it, like it's The Daily Show.
Right. How about you, Violator? I know you're a big fan of South Park. You do the Cartman deal. What's your favorite episode of South Park?
I have two to pick from. Whenever they go to the water park and, you know, like they just have the giant pee thing.
Uh-huh.
Like it's nasty. It's gross. It's funny. And there was another one. I can't remember what episode it is. I guess the World of Warcraft episodes, like the little two episodes that they got with that.
Episode.
It's pretty funny. They're all sitting around playing the games.
I like the Canadian Royal Wedding.
I'm a big fan of the Imagination. I think it's either two episodes or three episodes where they go into Imagination World.
Yeah.
And actually out of Imagination World comes out Man Bear Pig. And Al Gore's like, I told you! I told you! No one listened to me! Man Bear Pig! All right, Archer, number two.
Yes.
Archer, another thing kind of like Metalocalypse that I didn't know was computer animated, and now looking at it, oh, duh, yeah, there's no way you could draw that. That's weird. And it's so funny. It's so for adults. It kind of continues on what South Park started and being a pure adult humor, what Family Guy kind of did. And it makes it to the point to where it's not only just pure bathroom humor or even pure, like, poignant humor, but they add the element of story that I think is missing from a lot of these just computer animated shows is the element of story. And Archer allows that. Every season moves and means something, and you need to watch the previous episode. It's so awesome.
And I really like how it's like a Bond spinoff.
Yes.
I mean, the whole thing is around, you know, this spy agency, and it's totally, you know, Bond, but obviously ISIS. But then they had to change the name from ISIS to...
I can't remember. I don't know what the name is.
Yeah, they were ISIS before the terror group was ISIS, and then when they came out, they changed the name. But really funny, really witty show, and a lot of it you have to catch the humor in it. And so the joke isn't delivered to you on a plate. So it's I like that. That's my style and sense of humor.
Archer's one-liners are the best in television. Mm-hmm. Period.
Number one, and this is not number one because it's the best. It's number one because it's the first thing I thought of whenever I just sat down to pre-list. Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius.
Yeah.
And I never watched this freaking show. No. But this show and this movie, I think it was a movie too, right?
It was a movie before the show.
It's just, it hit so big.
Oh, I was just saying, it was a movie before the show.
Have you seen it, sir?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's really good. It's interesting. It's a kid's movie. It's a Nickelodeon thing. It's fun to watch a couple of times, but...
Outside of that, it didn't really hold up.
Yeah.
I know that in any of the Nickelodeon parks, like Mall of America is a Nickelodeon-themed park, they've got Jimmy Neutron all over the place. Jimmy Neutron and SpongeBob, I think they tried to make him a face for Nickelodeon.
Yeah, that's exactly what he was supposed to be whenever they gave him the show. It was that, okay, well, now we can get something else. And it just didn't really work out, I think, as they planned, because the movie was just kind of a one-hit wonder.
I have one that we missed.
Yes, sir.
Celebrity Deathmatch.
We did miss Celebrity Deathmatch, and honestly, I would like to say goodbye to Jimmy Neutron.
All right.
And just replace go ahead with that. Or Celebrity Deathmatch, because that's going to be on there for a while. And then, guys, let's pick three each to go ahead and boot off this bad boy. We're looking at Gumby, The Polar Express, Wallace and Gromit, The Real Adventures of Johnny Quest, Despicable Me, Big Hero 6, Frozen, The Nightmare Before Christmas, The Lego Movie, The Incredibles, Beowulf, Up, WALL-E, Monsters, Inc., James and the Giant Peach, Ants, Bug's Life, Small Soldiers, Finding Nemo, Cars, Shrek, Final Fantasies, The Spirit Within, Avatar, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Toy Story, Reboot, Metalocalypse, South Park, Archer, and Celebrity Deathmatch 3 You Want Gone, DW.
Reboot, A Bug's Life, Wallace and Gromit. Any objections?
I have no objections to any of those.
No.
Not at all. Because I honestly, I'm really glad you got A Bug's Life out of there before you had to do a battle between that and Ants. Okay. Ants is definitely superior. Definitely superior.
You know, I'll stick up for Bug's Life a little bit. I'm pretty sure it outsold Ants, and it was the bigger movie. Yes. So for the list,
you think it's top 10?
I don't think it's top 10, so but I don't think Ants is either.
Right.
I was actually going
to... So is that one of your three?
Yeah, we'll do... let's see here.
Okay. Check it out here, boss.
We got Celebrity Deathmatch, Archer, South Park, Metalocalypse, Toy Story, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Avatar, Final Fantasy, The Spirits Within, Shrek, Finding Nemo.
I'm saying we go Ants, The Real Adventures of Johnny Quest, and third being...
They're clapping for you.
Man, this is a hard one.
Really is, man. Looking at this list, everything's really good.
I'm gonna nix Cars, man, because none of us even cared about it when they hit the list.
Yes, I'm definitely nixing Cars. I'm ready, guys.
Go ahead, man.
I'm going Gumby.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. I'm taking Gumby down. I'm going Small Soldiers.
Yeah.
Ouch, you go bye-bye. And I'm going to Final Fantasy, The Spirits Within.
Agreed.
I think those guys can go. And before anyone defends Gumby, I'll defend Gumby by saying it is so cool, but it did not hold up.
No.
The idea of Gumby actually, I think, held up more with Eddie Murphy doing Gumby on Saturday Night Live. I think that's almost as memorable as the actual Gumby TV show. But Eddie Murphy going, "I'm Gumby, dammit," is just about as big of a pop culture phenomenon as Gumby was the actual show. And I was Gumby all the way.
Is it too late to stick something in that we missed?
No, not at all.
Okay, that Rudolph movie.
The stop motion?
Yeah.
So, okay, but can we go ahead and combine all those, that whole animation, the whole Christmas?
I don't think so.
Because Frosty the Snowman was just as big, and Santa Claus is Coming to Town is just as big, and you're
so all those
Santa
Christmas
Claus,
stop motions?
Yeah, I think they all should be combined, and I think they all are almost top 10, because they reached multiple generations. Yeah. They started in the 50s, and even they brought them back.
You still see them, every year.
Every year. Like a Christmas tradition, like you were talking about with Polar Express, there's almost nothing like a Christmas tradition as like the reindeer and Frosty the Snowman. Oh, wow.
1964, Rudolph came out.
Yeah, Frosty was right around the same time. Mm-hmm. And, it's greatness. Christmas movie... stop motion animation. That's actually a really, really good pick because that's going to last for a while.
You were talking about defending Gumby. Honestly, with Wallace and Gromit gone, Gumby needs to go too. So yes. I don't think there was going to be an argument there at any point.
Violator, you need to take some of these bad boys off, and you're got some slim pickings right now.
I know,
because
y'all already picked all the ones I wanted to pick.
Right?
So
they're going to hurt, but just think of what's not going to make top 10.
That's so hard. Damn. Y'all are really going to do this to me.
And Frame Roger Rabbit?
It's an idea, but it's one of the first movies to come out where, you know, instead of, you know, people going into the animated world, this is where the animation comes into the real world. So I can't take it away yet. but it's on my list of possibilities.
How about the Lego Movie?
Yeah, that was another really? Good one.
Okay, this is why
man, of all time, you know,
because Legos are bigger just as the toy more than the, you know, like they've expanded into different kinds of media, but they're not known for just the movie. I mean, the movies are cool, but it's Lego will live on without the movie.
It was a big movie,
but it did not get, check this out of the if there's a now a category in the Academy Awards for best animated feature film. Lego Movie didn't even get nominated.
Huh.
It's not on the list.
Okay.
And I really enjoyed that movie too, but I can't be on the list. If you're comparing it to a movie not Frozen, what's the one that got nominated for the Academy? We're Up. That's still on the list. That got nominated for Best Picture. Mm-hmm. Not only won for Best Animated Feature, was nominated for literally Best Picture of the Year. The guy who didn't get nominated for it at the award that's even in its literal title can't be on.
Yep. Ballard, I think you got two more.
James the Giant Peach, maybe?
I like all these movies.
Yeah.
No, this is like, hard.
Y'all gave me the hardest choices here.
Welcome to my world last week.
All right.
If you're having trouble, let's go ahead and do some battles.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and go because I can't pick anything else.
Let's do James the Giant Peach versus Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, definitely Nightmare Before Christmas.
All right.
Nightmare Before Christmas to me is the movie that should be representative if you're going to have anything with claymation, stop motion, anything like that. I think it's the standard bearer.
I agree with that. Does anyone object?
Nope.
Right. I'm trying to think of a defense, but I got nothing, so go ahead.
Let's do Up versus Wall-E.
I pick Wall-E over Up, and I like both.
Are you objecting, Chris?
I'm objecting because Up was nominated for Best Picture.
Okay.
I don't know if Wall-E was nominated for Best Picture or nominated for an Academy Award or anything like that. But man, if you last longer than a movie on this list that's been nominated for Best Picture, if the Academy thinks that you're good enough to be in that type of register, then we have to represent that when it comes to pop culture.
I don't think Archer it and Metalocalypse belong.
One or the other does.
Definitely not Metalocalypse, then. If anything, it's Archer.
Okay. Well, Wall-E won the 2009 Best Animated Feature Film of the Year.
Oh, they're both... Ooh.
So, and okay. It was nominated for Best Writing and Original Screenplay, Best Achievement in Music, Best Achievement...
It's decorated.
It's decorated.
And Sound Mixing, Best Achievement in Sound Editing. It movie. Won a number of Golden Globes, a couple of BAFTA Awards... It has a bunch of nominations, and
I think we keep Wall-E because I honestly think Up is more famous for the opening sequence of like seeing the whole lifespan of the relationship between the two people.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I ever heard about it. I didn't really hear the rest of the movie was good. I heard the first 10 minutes were really touching.
Well, the rest of the movie is very, very good because you get to watch this old man who hates everybody bond with this little very annoying kid. But it's just kind of, it's a fun movie, but I think Wall-E is just kind of better.
All right, we just added this. We just added the Christmas movies, and we have the Polar Express, and we have the Nightmare Before Christmas. Do we go ahead and have a Christmas movie battle? Or I personally want to keep Nightmare Before Christmas in their top 10 no matter what.
And I think the Rudolph stuff has to stand because it's been standing for 50 years.
Yeah, I think Polar Express has to go.
Okay.
I think Polar. And you know
and
why?
I freaking love that movie.
I think it's a really good movie, but they did something with it that really, The Adventures of Tintin kind of did it. Yeah. They're really, really not doing that much because they don't really know how to do that type of animation particularly well just yet.
Are we at Archer Metalocalypse or where you dropped those?
We dropped definitely Metalocalypse. Archer's still sticking around for right now. Okay. Still sticking around.
Did we drop Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
No, it's still on there.
Still on there.
With the way this list is shaping up, do y'all think it's going to make top 10?
It might, just based on what it is.
We got to get rid of 7, and we just put it on there, but Celebrity Deathmatch. It was cool. It was cool. That's it.
It was. Like, it was really cool.
It's not really that legendary. They've tried to bring it back a couple of different times, and it's failed. Like, people don't get it anymore. I think it sounds like such a good idea, especially right now that the world we live in with celebrity, but it just didn't really catch on. It hasn't been relevant.
I would love to watch Kanye and Taylor Swift go at it in a Celebrity Deathmatch.
Does that count?
Yes, it does, actually.
Well, this is Inception.
No, this is still the boys, and you will be punished by it later.
You should have gone with Katy Perry and Taylor Swift and their little spat going on right now.
I didn't
now.
Know they had one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, that whole Bad Blood song is written about Katy Perry, and Katy Perry's coming out
That's
with
that right awesome. Now. So, I'm already getting punished a lot as is. I might as well just keep going.
It's all good. I'm right there with you, buddy.
So back to business. We've got 16 left.
Is Big Hero 6?
No. Now, I'm going to list you what I think is weak that's left of the 16, like that I don't think is top 10 worthy.
Right.
I don't think Archer's in there. I don't think... let's see. I don't... Golly. Big Hero 6, I don't think. Despicable Me, I don't think.
I agree
with
Big Hero 6. I don't know about Despicable Me, because they just made a movie off the freaking Minions from that movie. I think that's a pop culture phenomenon that is right now. You know what I mean? Like, some of these... are they still there? Are they still relevant? I think Despicable Me has had two movies, and now they've made a side movie that's supposed to be as big, if not bigger, than the other two movies. I think it needs to stay on there because it's super relevant. Okay. Super, super relevant. Those Minions became something
else. They're
still
sweeping the nation.
The Minions are going to be bigger than the movie.
That's what I think, too.
They're getting their own movie, and even the trailer looks hilarious for it.
Oh, so. it's going to be really funny.
Now, Frozen... I think can go.
So big, man.
Now, was the movie big or the song bigger?
I think both
were. It all was the same, man.
I'm talking about there were costumes for Halloween, okay. And Carol still wear those out in public, man. It's not even Halloween
anymore.
There
are people who dress up as, you know, the main character in this movie to go to, you know, to parties for little girls just because they want to see whatever her name is there.
Dude, Frozen and Despicable Me, they're kind of the same thing. There are two very recent, very super relevant right now movies from the same company. I'm not sure if we can have both on here and really get
this right. I think it's Frozen
if
it's one of the two.
I think it's Frozen
too. Because it's so much of a pop culture phenomenon.
I think so too. And it's all that song kind of pushes it a little bit more over Despicable Me. Even though, God, man, there's three movies from the same thing. We're going to have to come back to this. We're definitely going to have to come back to this.
I think that, man, we've got... I don't think... Now, all these are definitely animated movies, and so I don't... Like, since Avatar is, like, CGI movie, you know, it's...
The same thing, but it's the same concept, the
whole
movie.
I just don't
think...
You know, if you look at the list and you think, what of these things are not like the other, it's Who Framed Roger Rabbit and Avatar.
I would say Who Framed Roger Rabbit needs to go over Avatar just because of all of the... Just how big Avatar got. I mean, Who Framed Roger Rabbit was great, but like you said, it doesn't stand today anymore. Now people look at it and most...
True.
Anyone younger than this group right here probably won't know what it is. Or who he is.
I agree. I think we need to keep Avatar on there. Avatar also changed the game when it came to... Because it's an animated movie. It's CGI, but it's a complete animated movie. You know what I mean? Like, there's the hero element, I mean, the human element with the regular people, but the rest of that environment and everything, that's an animated movie as much as it is anything else. Yep. I'm very happy with Who Framed Roger Rabbit going, though.
We've got 12.
Ooh, just two more?
The 12 are South Park, Toy Story, Avatar, Shrek, Finding Nemo, Monsters, Inc., WALL-E, Beowulf, The Incredibles, Nightmare Before Christmas, Frozen, Christmas movie compilation. Now, we've got a lot of Pixar in here.
We do.
We have a lot of Pixar. Pixar has a lot of movies.
Let's boot a Pixar movie. I mean, this sucks.
The weakest Pixar movie?
We got Toy Story. We've got Monsters, Inc.
They're safe.
We've got WALL-E and The Incredibles.
It's going to be either Monsters, Inc. or Incredibles.
I'd kick out The Incredibles before Monsters, Inc.
I kick out The Incredibles 2. They have not yet made an Incredibles sequel. They made a Monsters, Inc. sequel that was pretty impressive when it came to actual...
And
overall.
Monsters University.
That's the sequel. Yeah, the sequel I'm
talking
about.
There wasn't just a regular Monsters, Inc. 2?
No. Yep. So
it really is a prequel.
Sounds like Incredibles is off the list, guys.
Which sucks. That was a great movie.
It was a great movie.
I think I might have a miscount here, DWB. I have Christmas movies. Mm-hmm. I have Despicable Me.
I thought Despicable Me was gone.
We already decided.
We were going to circle back to it.
We're going to circle back to it.
Because y'all said that was from the same production company. It's not.
Oh, really?
Frozen's Disney.
Okay.
Despicable Me is Universal.
Man. Like, the hardest thing with that is...
is the fact that both movies have had impact, but in different ways.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Despicable Me, three major features. All right, Frozen, one major feature, but that feature has legs and its reach. And
it will continue
everywhere.
What it's going to come down to in that scenario is one created a new Disney princess the little girls are in love with, and the other has created a little minion that adults and kids are both in love with.
Yeah.
And so I think your minions are going to end up in the long run reaching further than the princess will.
They'll end up in pop culture longer, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think the fact that there have been multiple movies now made out of the same type of environment, I think that counts
Despicable
more.
Despicable Me was not as big as Frozen, though, guys. Remember Facebook. Just remember Facebook.
I remember the song. I remember the song. I
remember everyone doing
all
a thing
parodies
about
the, of the song.
Yeah,
that's what I don't remember. The
and you
movie.
Guys are talking about adults not enjoying it. How many adults did you see doing videos?
But we're talking about the song, though. See, that's the thing. We're talking about the song, and then we're taking it away from the actual movie.
But that's like saying you're talking about Despicable Me, and you're talking about the Minions, and not just
that's
about
becoming,
the movie.
No, that's becoming a movie. That's what I'm saying. It's becoming a movie based off of that character.
2 points off that. One, we did say in the beginning that anything that's spun off really can't stand on its own, so that would mean Minions needs to go. But I honestly think we need to take this down to awards. Which one has been nominated, has more awards, and let's go from there.
Yeah, I think that's a very, very good takeoff.
And tell me what to look up.
Look up Frozen or look up Despicable Me. Which
I'll get
one's
Despicable
one?
Me, you get Frozen.
I've already got both already pulled up.
Got, no. Nail it, man.
All right, well, give me. Well, I don't have the awards.
Well, we're going to have to take one more off anyway because that's 12.
Yeah.
We're going to have to take one more off. And of all of these, oh my God, I think I.
Beowulf's staying, man. If you were about to say Beowulf,
it was either Wall-E
staying.
Or Beowulf.
Beowulf is staying. That movie is so good.
But once
man.
Again, Wall-E's so decorated. Beowulf is great. It's like the
I didn't
only
like
adult
Wall-E.
Movie just, we have.
I never saw Wall-E.
That's what I'm saying. Neither did I.
I saw Beowulf. I know how good Beowulf is.
Well, and in Beowulf's a story that has transcended time over Wall-E. You know,
yes.
I mean, it started off as you know stone carvings, and then became paper or written on leathers and then papers,
yeah.
And now it's here we are, we've got a movie of it.
Yeah, so you've got this ancient story that has evolved for freaking ever, and then it comes, and it's one of the very first cartoon or animated movies that not at all was directed towards kids, and it was a huge success. They weren't even trying to get a kid to go to the theater for this movie, obviously, with the sex and the nudity and stuff that was in the movie.
Almost
and
like
it was still huge.
Heavy metal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's our heavy metal of this list, but it deserves to stay.
The awards.
When it comes to Frozen and Despicable Me, Frozen kicks Despicable Me's ass in awards.
Oh, really? Okay.
So
wow.
Bad.
You got
all right.
This one.
Yeah. So with Despicable Me, it only got nominated for Best Animated Film in Golden Globe, and with the Golden Globes and a couple of other things it got nominated for. It won the ASCAP Film and Television Awards for Top Box Office Films, but Frozen won Best Animated Feature Film of the Year with the Academy Awards and Best Achievement in Music for an Original Song, along with a Golden Globe and Best Animated Feature Film, which means it beat Despicable Me in the same category anyways.
Yep. All right. That's, yeah, definitely. We have one more to take off because I don't think we need to take this to 11.
No, definitely not.
Wall-E. Like, as an...
What I didn't like about Wall-E was how it was a preachy movie.
Okay,
it was.
It was a very preachy movie. And it was like, hey, you're littering and you're destroying the earth. Here's the earth destroyed. But, you know, in a sense, that's not a terrible message.
No.
It's a great message.
But I'm looking at the names on this list that are left right now. Wall-E is the odd man out. If you really think about name power, of the rest of these on there, considering just say the name, what people know, Wall-E is the odd man out. And I think that kind of puts it definitely out. It can't be on a top 10 if you have to really kind of, oh, yeah, Wall-E. Oh, yeah.
That movie
that.
About, yeah.
No. Everyone knows the names on this. Even if you didn't see Beowulf, the actual movie, you know Beowulf.
Yeah, you know
and
it.
The fact that that thing was made the way it was, it has to be at least number 10 on this list, right?
I hate admitting it, but you're right.
Yeah.
Before we start ranking these, you know, I was thinking about this earlier too. Inside Out just came out, so it's obviously not going to make this list because we don't even know what the ratings and stance are. Only thing I can say about that one is I think in the future we might have to come back and revisit this list because it almost won Tribeca and it wasn't even nominated to win anything at Tribeca.
Never heard of that movie. You also kind of miss Scanner Darkly too. It's another really cool movie. All right, guys, we need to go ahead. We got 10 of them. Let's go ahead and put a 5 down there, a number 5, right down the middle. If you're either better than this or not as good at this, if you're better than this or you're not as good at this, this is where the cookie crumbles. And I think we should either put Nightmare Before Christmas or the Christmas movies. I think we need to represent the claymation right at the very middle and either put one of those two right there.
I'd say Nightmare Before Christmas.
I would say that too. Anyone else agree?
At 5?
At 5.
All right.
Split it with Nightmare. Now here's the kicker. Where does everything else freaking go?
Let's knock out the bottom.
Knock out the bottom?
I always like to knock out the bottom.
Love knocking out that. If we're knocking out the bottom, let's go ahead and put Avatar down there because it's not a full CGI movie.
I agree with that.
But it also really set a standard now for what computer graphics are supposed to do in movies, whether completely computer graphics or the mix. Maybe 9, maybe 8. Think it should be down pretty low.
Yeah, I'd say let's put it at 8 for now, and if we need to move it, we can.
So we got 5, Nightmare Before Christmas, we got 8, Avatar.
I think those rest of those Christmas movies need to go down to 10, or, yeah.
Yeah, I'm agree with that.
I think, you know, as long as they've stood, they still don't measure up to some of the things on this list.
Totally agreeing with that, and also because of the animation is lacking.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And all the rest of these are so good when it comes to animation. And like, if Nightmare Before Christmas is your middle, especially when it comes to stop motion and those kind of things, definitely the last has to be the Christmas movies because that's kind of the gritty form and the first form of that.
All right. So where did you slot Avatar in, sir?
Avatar is going to be slotted at 8, my friend and community.
All right. So let's go stuff that definitely feels less... not top 5 worthy, and what jumps out at you if feels top 5 and what doesn't feel?
Not top 5 would definitely be Beowulf.
Okay.
And I think that could be 7 or 6.
Let's slot it at 7 right now.
I agree with 7.
Definitely okay with that.
I don't think Frozen is top 5.
I don't either.
I don't.
And anyone else okay with that at 9?
Exactly.
Yep.
Bam. Not exactly. That out like it.
And I don't think Monsters, Inc. is top 5.
Put that at 6.
I like 6.
You like 6?
If we're going to put... It can't go above Nightmare Before Christmas, but it goes above everything else.
Does it go above Frozen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was a bigger movie.
No, it wasn't a bigger movie.
No, but Frozen, I mean, it reaches a lot of little girls. Uh-huh. Monsters, Inc. reached a lot of kids just in general.
That purple salamander, dude, I still have a toy of that in my house. And that came out how many years ago?
Oh, yeah, I think 2001.
Yeah.
A long time ago. I saw that in theaters. And my favorite part about that was the beginning little sequence with the little birds that were sitting on the little wire. Oh, man, that was so funny.
And so for above Nightmare Before Christmas... I agree with each one of these. We got South Park, Toy Story, Shrek, and Finding Nemo.
Yeah, definitely. Oh,
that's
my gosh,
the order?
Definitely.
You don't think Toy Story?
No, I'm not saying that. That's the order.
Those all belong above that. Yes, yeah. I agree with that.
I'd put Finding Nemo above Shrek, but other than that,
it's got more quotable lines.
Man,
like you said,
let's do that. Let's Finding Nemo or Shrek. Which one's higher? We don't know where yet, but which one's higher?
I think Shrek's higher. I think Shrek's higher because it wasn't meant directly for kids. It was meant to tween, and it became just as big of a kid thing as it became an adult thing. Finding Nemo was meant for kids, so it got that market that it was really, really supposed to have, and adults just kind of liked it. You know what I mean? But they're not going to see Finding Nemo 2, and they're not going to really enjoy it. People saw
Shrek 2.
I'm here to see
Finding Dory. I'm just saying.
They saw all of these.
They are making that.
They've done so much with Shrek and man, that's really, really hard. I think Shrek above Finding Nemo, though. Anyone else disagree?
I disagree, but I...
I don't disagree. I was thinking Shrek above Finding Nemo, personally. What do you think there, Jim?
Yeah, you're going to break this...
This is a hard one to do, man. Where are we putting... Where are we thinking about putting the two of them?
It's 3 or 4.
3 or 4, because it's South Park, Toy Story, 1 or 2.
Yeah... Let's go Shrek over Finding Nemo, because Shrek came out a lot faster with a lot more sequels... Mike Myers is big on doing sequels fast, whereas, and I don't think Finding Nemo making a new one's going to bring back any extra power. I think it's going to be kind of outplayed at this point.
I don't know. If the second one had come out and it was better than the rest of the sequels from Shrek, it'd be different.
There, yeah. We won't
since
know.
It hadn't.
And like I said, this might be a list we have to revisit, you know, a year or two down the road and what's updated on it, because...
And I don't think there really should be an argument over this. I think it's Toy Story 1, South Park 2.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, there's no argument there.
No argument there.
I figured we were going to wait until that for the end and just say it's an obvious go.
It's an obvious, obvious go. And we have our top 10, people.
Let's read it off and make sure.
Number 10, the Christmas movies. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Great. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Frosty the Snowman. All the ones that you watch with your family. Then they used to watch with their family. And their family. And their family. And forever. And ever. And ever. Number 9, Frozen. Let it go!
Let it go.
Yeah. Let this movie go.
yes.
Number 8, Avatar. That was kind of cool. James Cameron.
Last Airbender?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I forgot. That's what we're talking about.
Stole the name.
Number 7, Beowulf.
Beowulf's so freaking cool, man.
I haven't seen it, but I've been told I need to watch it.
Grendel's mom is the hottest freaking lizard thing you'll ever see.
Angelina Jolie is hot in animation, too.
Yeah. Nah. She slides out of that water, all just like... I feel bad, but I don't at the same time.
Number 6, Monsters, Inc.
So freaking funny, man. I mean, it's kind of got that Harry Potter-esque type thing with where there's this alternate world going on all around us, and we don't see it.
Magical doors. Yeah. And
speaking of magical doors, number 5, The Nightmare Before Christmas had all the magical doors and secret worlds and claymation and Jack Skellington and all the goodness that is Tim Burton's mind.
Would anyone want to see a sequel to Nightmare Before Christmas?
No.
Really?
Yes.
You don't think that'd be good?
No.
Because it ruined the entire series.
Yeah. Series, yeah.
Yeah,
The Nightmare Before Thanksgiving.
It'd be terrible.
Yeah, I think the
name, just as you just said, it sounds
terrible.
Nightmare
Before St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, still sounds terrible.
July.
Stop it! Number 4, Finding Nemo.
Mine?
Mine? Number 3, Shrek.
Donkey.
No one has anything to say about Shrek.
Donkey! That's all I can think of right now. Oh, Lord Farquaad. Great name.
Oh, the great John Lithgow.
Throwing Smash Mouth in there.
All the great passive adult humor in that movie.
Oh, yes.
No, not the buttons! Not the gumdrop buttons!
That'll do, Donkey. That'll do.
Number 2, South Park. Oh, my God. Ooh. No, don't say any lines. We are trying to be FCC appropriate this time.
Coon.
F you, cat!
Oh, my God.
They killed Kenny. You bastards. And number 1, Toy Story, and all Toy Story movies, and Toy Story in general, and Woody, and Buzz, and the dinosaur, and Mr. Potato Head, and Mrs. Potato Head, and Slink, and all the goodness, and the robot dog, no, not the robot dog, the car.
Yes.
Whatever it was called. Oh,
RC.
My God.
RC. Rex.
Oh, man, and Rex, and the poor single
the
mother.
Aliens.
Does anyone, the poor single mother in this whole movie having to do
having to have a garage sale to make ends meet.
Yeah. Where's the papa in all this? No one ever worries about that.
At least she kept it clean.
If you want to know where the papa is in Toy Story, tune in to the boys, our regular podcast, internet radio show, whatever the hell you think we do here. It's at theboysmedia.com or facebook.com/theboysmedia. You can find us there. You can follow us at Radio The Boys on Twitter. You can follow DWB at DWB88. He never tweets. You can follow Jim at Jim's Brain Box. You can follow Violator at @TheBoys_Violator, and you can follow me, Positive C, at The Positive C. Thank you for enjoying us, and if you want to find out more about us, just look us up, guys. It's the internet. You're listening to us already.
Listen to the episode.
And listen to the episode. Yeah. Well, you know what? That should be a given, dang it. If you're listening to the Inception podcast, you should probably go ahead and listen to the episode. It might be worth your while. This has been The Boys. Stay gold, Pony Boy.
Peace.
Mother, we are.